From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting mixed messages from the President and Secretary of State to North Korea. U.S. President Donald Trump, in the midst of an exchange of bellicose threats with North Korea, declared today that the United States' nuclear arsenal is now far stronger and more powerful than ever before. In an early morning Twitter comment, Trump said that his first order as president when he took office in January was to renovate and modernize our nuclear arsenal. He said that hopefully we will never have to use this power, but there will never be a time that we are not the most powerful nation in the world. This Trump assessment of the country's potent military strength came a half day after he issued a stark warning to North Korea, saying if Pyongyang continues its threats against the United States, they will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. However, his top diplomat, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, sought Wednesday to downplay the threats Pyongyang and Trump have leveled at each other.
I think Americans should sleep well at night. I have no concerns about this particular rhetoric of the last few days. I think the president, again, as commander-in-chief, I think he felt it necessary to issue a very strong statement directly to North Korea. But I think what the president was just reaffirming is the United States has the capability to fully defend itself from any attack and defend our allies, and we will do so.
Tillerson said Trump's rhetoric was intended for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in words he would understand because he does not seem to understand diplomatic language. North Korea, in a statement early Wednesday, said its armed forces were carefully examining a plan for missile strikes on Guam. Military bases on the U.S. Pacific Island are believed to hold the largest U.S. arsenal of nuclear weapons. This is VOA News. The governor of Guam, Eddie Calvo, said there was no threat to the island, but he also said in a televised speech it was prepared for any eventuality.
Guam is American soil, and we have 200,000 Americans in Guam and the Marianas. We are not just a military installation. And with that said, I want to ensure that we are prepared for any eventuality.
U.S. media outlets reported Tuesday that the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency had concluded that North Korea recently succeeded in building a miniaturized nuclear warhead small enough to fit in the intercontinental ballistic missiles Pyongyang recently has test-fired. North Korea has released a Canadian pastor who had been serving a life sentence since 2015 over allegations of crimes against the state, according to North Korean state media. Yeon Soo Lim was freed from prison on sick bail after a Canadian delegation traveled to Pyongyang on his behalf, that according to the official Korean Central News Agency. Lim, a Christian missionary operating in North Korea, was accused of committing subversive acts against the North Korean government, but the Canadian government denies those claims. The Canadian delegation, led by the National Security Advisor Daniel Jeanne, landed in Pyongyang Tuesday to discuss Lim's case. Riot police have engaged in running battles Wednesday with protesters in the opposition stronghold of Kisumu in western Kenya, as presidential aspirant Raila Odinga claimed massive poll fraud. Early Wednesday, Odinga rejected the fake results, is what he declared, declaring the system had failed.
The Form 34As are supposed to be physically present at the tally. So they are basically streaming in results which are supposed to be are being keyed in by some individuals, not necessarily the returning officers at the polling stations. So these results are fictitious. They are fake.
Police fired tear gas at several hundred protesters in the neighborhood of Kandeli, an epicenter of violence after disputed 2,000 polls set fire to barricades and tires and placed rocks in the streets. There is at least one report that has been published on a wire service saying that at least two people have been killed. China on Wednesday evacuated nearly 60,000 people in its mountainous southwest after a strong earthquake killed at least 19 people, rattling a region where memories of 2008 seismic disasters remains fresh. The 6.5 magnitude quake struck Sichuan province late on Tuesday, tearing cracks in mountain highways.
That's the latest world news from VOA.